I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Nolan Carney is a 9th grade student attending Chatham High School. He is 14 years old. He has 3 siblings. In the summer, he travels to many places with his family. He plays tennis and soccer and skis in the winter.
About 4 years ago, my family and I went to Hawaii for a summer trip for 2 weeks. One of the activities my parents planned was a road trip up a mountain and to some cool waterfalls and beaches. My mom showed me pictures of what it looked like. There are amazing beaches and high cliffs above the water. It was hard for me to fall asleep the night before. Every time I closed my eyes, I imagined me jumping off cliffs into clear turquoise water. We woke up at 5:30 in the morning. The bright orange sun was just rising over the volcano in the distance. We heard the tropical birds chirping and the distant sound of waves crashing. My 3 tired siblings piled into the cold rental van as we slowly moved away from the underground hotel garage. We started our long journey, pulling onto the road. I looked out the window, watching the people surf on the beach next to us. We didn't have a GPS or very descriptive directions, so along the way sometime, we took a wrong turn going up the mountain instead of around it. We were driving on long, narrow, winding roads, surrounded by huge trees to the right of us and a cliff to the left. We took our first stop at a small shack to get something to eat, and we were told by the vendor that if we walk into the rainforest, we will be able to walk to the black sand beach. We were confused about what it was, and we never planned to stop here, but it sounded interesting. It was a long walk up and down hills through the forest, and when we finally arrived, my brother and sister were disappointed not to see the classic light sand Hawaiian beach from the photos and near a hotel. Going swimming in the water and walking on these smooth, glossy black rocks was definitely different. This was another part of the trip that we did not plan for, but it was something we had never seen before, and it was one of the best parts of the trip. We got further up the mountain when we suddenly stopped. My dad told all of us we had to turn around. We were all disappointed that we didn't reach our destination, and the trip was ending, but we all still had a lot of fun. We were finally on our way home as the sun was setting and stopped to get tacos at a roadside stand. This is a low point of the trip because it made me not feel good. We were all tired after the long day and fell asleep in the back of the car. It was a great trip, and we made the most out of it, even though we got lost. Maybe it was even more fun getting lost than it would have been on the original planned trip. We laughed a lot, saw cool things, and had fun with the people we were with. I believe in getting lost. I believe in having fun even when things don't go your way.